Hi, friends. Welcome back to Live at the Stexy. Guess who's back? Wow, you haven't been on this show in a minute.
A long time.
I mean, you haven't been on the show since we've been going to Apple Podcasts. This is your first time on my podcast.
Drag me.
Oh, I got to put this here. I just wanted myself to be heard.
Yeah. Silence me.
Me.
Mute Steph 2020.
Wow. You got canceled and muted.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Well, you're here for a good reason because it is a big show today. Steph and I saw Wonder Woman 1984 last night. This just looks like it says femme, but I swear there's like I got a whole
femme
thing going
power.
On. Yeah. So we're going to be doing a non-spoiler review of Wonder Woman. I guess apparently it already opened in the UK also.
Weird flex.
Because I saw a lot of people tweeting that they had seen it or whatever it is.
I thought the UK got everything like 8 months after us.
Yeah, except for COVID, when you handle it better, people can go to the movies.
If Boris Johnson is handling a pandemic better than us, we have issues.
Yeah, but
this man has not
I don't think he's handled it well.
No, but better.
Well, nobody's handling it worse than us.
No.
So that's how
he
you
has,
know.
He has like the classic Asian kid bowl cut, like that we all got as a rite of passage.
But I like that cut.
On him?
No.
Oh, on Asians.
They're so cute.
Yeah. On kids.
Like, yeah.
Not people.
It's kind of what happens with Maya.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
10-15, which Roxy has gotten me on.
It's so good.
So I gave Roxy the gift of Broad City, and you returned the favor quite quickly with 10-15.
Yeah, Broad City was amazing, though. Oh, I should have put that as one of my favorites of the year. Is it in my...
But no, you could do like...
What? Oh, it wasn't on this year.
No.
That's why. It was one of my favorites from my this year.
We should do a pandemic watch that was not of 2020.
That's a good point, Steph. That's a good point, Steph.
Me, cold, ice cream,
so,
Cave Woman Roxy.
Well, sometimes when I get into Cave Woman Roxy mode, it's like she's tapped. She's tapped. She's
English
totally
is
tapped.
Not a language.
No, it's no longer a language. So Wonder Woman, yes, we're going to be talking about it. Don't worry, we're going to get to it. We'll answer some questions about it as well. Again, all non-spoiler, though. But then there's other shit going on in the world. Like we were just talking about COVID, and the FDA approved Moderna, which is the second drug, not the Pfizer drug, the other drug. This drug, you only need one vaccination, not two vaccinations. And also with Moderna, you don't need it to be kept in a refrigerated area. So it's easier to distribute and less expensive to distribute for that reason. So that's kind of cool. And we can talk a little bit about that. Speaking of politics, because I guess COVID is political, Mike Pence made an unbelievable announcement. This might be my favorite thing that Mike Pence has ever done. So shout out to homeboy Mike Pence. I see you. I see that you are a Marvel fan, and I respect and appreciate that because he officially announced what he's called the men and women of the Space Force are going to be called, and they are officially going to be called Guardians. They will be the Guardians of the Galaxy. That's real, that they are going to be called Guardians. Ah.
But Roxy, we didn't tell them about our force for conservation and resources. Wakanda.
Oh, mm-hmm.
That's what we've just named the new American force.
I mean, like, we came up with that. And I do feel like if I had to guess how long it would be Wakanda, probably like forever. Yeah,
exactly.
I had to come up with it.
Exactly. This is why we're great partners, because we built that one and then you added to it.
Yes, I did.
So we'll be launching.
You
that
originated and then I added on.
It is forever because conservation is forever. So I mean, like,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the Space Force are guardians. They are guardians of
the galaxy.
The galaxy.
And James Gunn is the president of that force.
Yeah, he really is. Yeah. It's just so good. Something that's not so good. We've been talking a lot about Vanessa Bryant on the show. We've even talked about her mom and how she seems to be, what are the nice words? Off, like slightly off. And she is now officially suing Vanessa Bryant for millions of dollars of babysitting fees for her grandkids. So there is that. And then also in the cross world of political and entertainment and all of those things, Massimo, Lori Loughlin's significant other, who is serving his time in prison right now for the college scandals, has apparently been in solitary confinement for the last month and might be in solitary confinement for an additional 3 more weeks. This is coming from his son, who took to social media talking about it. We don't know much more than that, but that's kind of a wild turn of events. Could be COVID related, could not be. So we're going to talk about all that and more, plus anything going on with you guys in the Streamlabs. So weird being on this side of the computer. I'll have to get
How
to
is
it.
How is it 2 p.m.?
It's a good question. Yeah, we and Steph and I have a thing that we have to do today. That sounded vague.
Yeah, we can say it. I'm shooting in a well, we're shooting TikToks. Follow us at Steph and Rocks on TikTok.
The TikTok. We TikTok so hard we went blurry. Wow.
That's how hard we go. That is how hard we fucking go.
Yeah.
No, I'm shooting a audition video for Complex, a little sneak behind the curtain.
Yeah, they put out this casting call and Steph is like legit perfect for it. So we're going to be shooting. It's almost like a it's an audition, but it's like we're putting together almost a little mini sizzle.
Yeah.
Of Steph and all things that are Steph. So
send root us for good us on vibes that. Today. Yeah.
Good energy, good vibes only. Yep. We appreciate it. Let's go into the Streamlabs. Jake is saying I would post the Streamlabs link, but apparently YouTube flagged me as spam account because I post links on channels I moderate for. So stupid. Yeah, that is really fucking stupid. You guys know what it is. It's streamlabs.com/RoxyStrier. Should I put it in there? Well, yeah. It's kind of hard to do because
it's on. To click on it.
Yeah.
It's in the description of this video.
Is it?
I don't know.
I think so.
I think you would do that.
Yeah, I think that
you're
seems
usually,
like
concepts ahead of most people.
That seems right. What happened between my eyesight is so bad. This is what I'm doing. Today is the 19th, which means that between yesterday and today, you guys showed support, starting with Texas Teacher. Thank you so much to Texas Teacher, who came in here and said, hey, Roxy, still clean and sober? Hell yeah. But it was a close one yesterday. About to go and record and mix for the animated show, but a teacher at my school and I had a discussion about hooking up with former students who have graduated and are now of legal age. I maintain that the answer is never, as we met them as a child. And when they are vulnerable, he says once they graduate, they're good to go. I said we should compromise by doing both, doing one day after never. Thoughts on this? Don't want to yuck his yum, but ew. As for the close call, I pulled a book to read off my library in my house and found a stash of coke. Oh, that sucks. I've done that before. It looked so good. I fucking wanted to so bad, but I thought of my sponsor, the rock stars, and I flushed it. Oh, you flushed it. That's how you fucking know. Yes. So huge move on my part. Damn right, Texas Teacher. And thanks to you. Hell yeah, Texas Teacher. Everybody send bunnies for Texas Teacher. Steph, I want to get your thoughts on this. If the teachers had the kids as the students and they are now 18 and of age and no longer their students, can they get it on like Donkey Kong? I can't believe I'd even just phrase it like that, but you hear me.
Like, in theory, is what you're doing legal? Yes, but the fact is that there's no way you could get to point B without thinking of point A, and you just like randomly you can't convince me that you thought of point A after they were of age. You were thinking of point A before they were of age and waited, which is a pedo thing to do.
Do you know what I found out when I was home? So we were driving by this shit. I wish I wasn't about to share this story because remember, I love Jews. I am Jewish and I only say positive things about Jews. This typically happens more often in Christianity or at least Catholicism. However, sometimes it happens with the Jews too. Okay, so I'm prefacing it with the fact that this is a very rare story in the Jewish community.
Yeah, but I would say you're a very fair person. So yeah. You're discrediting your fair. Like, everyone has piece of shit people in their people.
Hi, Ben Shapiro, I see you. Okay, so there is a temple in Sharon, Massachusetts, which is 20 minutes outside of where I live, but where I go to the dentist. And I was driving by the temple, and I was asking my dad about the temple because we gave a lot of money to the temple back in the day when my grandfather was alive. He was a very, very philanthropic person, as many Jews are. And he had given a lot of money to this temple. And so I was asking about the temple as we drove by. And my dad was like, well, actually, the rabbi lost his job this last year because of the scandal. And I was like, what scandal? And he was like, oh, he was actually, when he was married, because rabbis get married, he was sleeping with one of the students who was 16. And I said, so he lost his job. Is he going to jail? And my dad said, why would he go to jail? And I said, because he was underage. And in Massachusetts, the age of consent is 16.
It is?
I go, no, it's not, Dad. It's 18 all over the country. And he was like, in Massachusetts, it's 16. And I was like, there's no fucking way. And I looked it up, and the consent, the legal age of consent in Massachusetts is 16.
How do you feel about that age?
Well, it's like that in Europe and many places as well. Yeah,
because the drinking age is often 18.
Mm-hmm. I was, first and foremost, I was shocked because growing up, we always heard it was 18. So obviously that was like partially whatever. I feel like it's weird that Massachusetts has a different rule than the rest of the country. There's like a few states that have that rule, apparently. California's is 18. I do not think that when you're 16, you like you're still in high school. So
yeah, I'm kind of with you. An unpopular opinion, which I would is not okay to happen because there's so many reasons the driver's license age is 16 because parents can't just like keep driving their kid everywhere. I think it's too young. People do not know how to fucking drive at 16.
Yeah.
And you're like handling one of the most intense machinery possible. And they're just so distracted with phones and everything, which I feel like such an old person because I'm not that much older. But I feel like I wouldn't. Why was I driving at 16?
It just feels kind of arbitrary that our ages are 16, 18, 21. Like, you can go to war at 18 and you can vote at 18, but you can't drink till you're 21.
Yeah.
But you can fuck when you're 16, but only if you're in Massachusetts, because if you're over here, you've got to be 18. Like, I don't really understand how these rules are made. But yeah, I don't know. Jake's is 16 in Alabama too. Mm. I had no idea.
Weird.
Yeah, isn't that bizarre? So I don't know why I just told that story.
Yeah.
What were we talking about? Oh, the teacher, Texas teacher, was asking. So, you know, you guys wait till they're 18 in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
If they were your student.
They could. Mm-hmm. But then there's the whole superiority thing.
Yeah, totally. It's still your fucking teacher. I guess if they're no longer your student, like, I have one person that was my teacher when I was in high school who is now one of my closest friends. We are very, very close. You met David. He was my acting teacher with his wife, Ritza. And he is, like, everything to me. But we became became friends later on, and the word is friends, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so I think that you can develop friendships and relationships, but like there is something kind of weird about having taught that person as a child.
Really weird.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't talk to any of my teachers. But you know me. I'm like, once
you're done, you're done. It's the thing about Steph. Don't piss her off. Glenn Caesar in the house with that massive support. Thank you, Glenn, who says, hello, good afternoon, and happy Saturday, Roxy and Steph. Love you as always. Thanks for hanging out with us. Peace, love, bunnies, and hugs to you all and all the rock stars. Hopefully today and every day is fuck yeah news filled for all of us as we near the end of 2020. Part two, as always, I hope that we can find and feel some joy in each of our days, our weeks, our months, and our years. Don't ever forget, when it gets tough, we're not alone, even if we're by ourselves. The rock stars and world friends communities are here for you. He says that every day, which is so freaking cute. Glenn also said, remember, everyone, you are kind, you are smart, you are important, you are worthy. So keep on being your awesome selves, because we appreciate you as always. Hashtag smash cancer. Keep up the fight, Smets, and everyone else who is battling. We are with you 100%. And as we're doing, as always, Brett Hankinson, Miles Cosgrove, Jonathan Mattingly, arrest the cops who killed Breonna Taylor, all three of them for killing Breonna Taylor. We've been saying that for too many days on this show. I think we're at like 200 days where we've been saying that here. So I guess we're just going to keep on saying it. There hasn't been much progress.
No, that's what they want.
Yeah, but we will not forget, and we will keep fighting the good fight. Also in here, thank you so much to my first super chatter of all time, and a big fan of Steph Sabra's, Lloyd Nance in the house.
The Floyd.
Lloyd says, hi, Steph. Hi, Roxy. I love you both. Happy Saturday. Do you feel like it's Saturday?
No.
Do you ever feel like it's Saturday anymore? Yeah, I don't know.
No.
Yeah. Glenn did say in here, to keep the daily reminders going, Miles Cosgrove, Brett Hankinson, Jonathan Mattingly, arrest the cops who killed Breonna Taylor, all three of them for killing Breonna Taylor. On a separate note, good luck with the sizzle, Steph. Congrats on Sith Council. Yeah, they were asking me all about that the other day.
Thanks, yeah, everyone. I'm really so excited about it. The details are still being figured out on the date that it's launching, but I'll keep you updated.
As you guys saw from my performance yesterday on the show, where I called Moff Gideon, Darth Maul. Clearly, yeah, I was expecting to be selected for the Sith Council as the.
I should have been on your show yesterday.
The very knowledgeable person I am. Why don't you? You are welcome every day.
Because I didn't talk about the Mandalorian episode anywhere.
You haven't said it yet. Anything?
No. On Twitter, like you could tell I liked it. Damn. Yeah, it's weird.
Okay, well, obviously, we'll plan that next time. Yeah. Yeah, but didn't you think that Darth Maul part was crazy?
Yeah, the Darth Maul part was insane. It was nuts. Also, just like more insight into our lives, everyone. Roxy's looking, you told him you're looking for a new place.
Yeah, right? Yeah. This is, so Glenn just said, how's the search for a new apartment going, RJ? I know you said that you and Steph were going to check out the last place yesterday, hoping that it went well. Wishing you good luck with all of it. Looking forward to hearing your Wonder Woman 84 review too. Listen, Glenn, let me tell you the truth. Steph and I did go apartment hunting yesterday, and we went a couple of days ago. Steph saw my two favorite places with me. The place we went yesterday was like a holy shit place. It's so fucking dope. It's in my price range. They just dropped it, they said, by like several hundred because people during COVID like can't afford to move, which makes sense because it's fucking expensive. And it's awesome. So I applied for it, but I haven't heard back yet. And the other place that I also love that's not as nice, but is still a great place that I think I could make home, I need to not lose that place, but I'm waiting on this place. So
yeah,
fingers crossed. We're playing like a tricky game here.
Both really good options. And my opinion obviously matters in where she lives because
I needed her there.
I will be there like 90% of the time.
She was like yesterday... These are the two amazing questions that Steph asked me yesterday. Both of them equally as amazing. And I can't help but be sarcastic with them. One was like, I know that this is such a pain in the ass and I'm so fucking sorry to ask. This is such a bad question. Can I wash my towels at your apartment? To which I said, nah, dude. And then she didn't. Like a fucking psycho.
No, I forgot them. And my place only takes quarters. It's bullshit. Yeah, I know. It's so annoying to have quarters on hand all the time.
It's so annoying. So there was that.
She said, nah. I said, but nah. Obviously she was kidding. Yeah, who knows?
Literally, it's my biggest honor and privilege to bring it here. I'm like, why don't you do that every single day? And then the second one was when we were in this other place, she was like, so like, can I come spend time here and like stay here, right? I was like, again, nah.
Nah. It's like, so when you're moving into this place, are you considering the fact that I will be a part-time tenant?
Yeah, and like that's the goal. It's like truly the goal. That's why I needed to know which place you like better. But you were torn like me. Like our heart and soul is with one, but our brains are with the other because it's so much nicer.
Yes.
But we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. Chris Burke in here. Hey, Roxy, it's your girl Avery, my favorite father-daughter duo. Just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas. I hope you get everything you want. My dad's getting me everything, LOL. That is so cute. Amazing. Very, very lucky. We're like a week away still almost from Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like celebrate early sometimes?
No, we always do Christmas Eve and Christmas.
But is now the right time to tell people Happy Christmas? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, yeah.
Was Happy Christmas not right?
No, but you could.
Merry Christmas. You can start that like now. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Avery.
Now that Hanukkah's over, I feel like it's a good time.
Yeah, totally. I feel like I don't know that I'm going to get everything I want, but hopefully I get everything I need. That would be very ideal. Like an apartment.
Yeah, that's like the main thing we need.
And then I definitely hope to get things that I want, but that seems like a 2021 thing. I don't know by the end of 2020, I'm going to get everything I want.
Yeah, we plan on putting a lot more content out and just grinding our asses off so that we can like...
be famous and shit?
Live.
Yeah, no, actually like put roofs over our head and like not be stressed every single month. Yeah, totally. You guys feel us.
Yeah.
Where's the stimulus check? Where's the stimulus check?
Straight up, people are really struggling. Everyone. It's just, well, not everyone, but
no. There's some people that are really actually not.
Everyone but the 1%.
There's some people who are not struggling at all. Okay, Apollo3JP in here says, yo, Mando blew my mind. Should have cast you.
Younger though.
Young. Oh. I was like, you younger though. That deep fake tech ain't there yet, in my opinion. Officially on break until January 4th. That's my dad's birthday. What's up, Steph? Hope you both have a great weekend. What's up, Steph?
What's up, Apollo? I will say this about The Mandalorian. We called each other like during it.
Oh, because neither of us knew that there was the post-credit scene.
Yeah, you told me.
I was like, what?
Yeah. I was like looking through and I'm like, oh my God, there's a post-credit scene. What? But the final 10, 15 minutes of the episode is maybe my favorite 10, 15 minutes of Star Wars, period.
Yeah, it's so good.
And the entire lead up when the X-Wing lands and like you're seeing this Jedi just slay the fuck out of all of these Death Troopers is so sick and so
satisfying.
So satisfying, so earned. But I will say the exact moment that the face is unveiled, I giggled. Not intentionally, I did not hate it. It was just my first reaction because the tech is just not there. I'm still obviously okay and happy with it. It's hard to pull off.
I'm so forgiving with that stuff, I've realized. Like, I know what they're trying to do, so good enough for me. But I know a lot of people don't feel that way. Logan James Kinniston in here says, hey, Roxy, thanks for the dope beard comment last week.
I mean, yeah, I was about to say, nice beard, bro. It's
fucking sick. Yeah. I haven't shaved since August 2019. That's all? I would think that would be way longer.
Question, Logan.
Like, I would think that this probably took like 5 years.
Yeah, but some guys' facial hair grows so fast. Yeah. Do you shampoo it or is like what's the process there with an upkeep for beard?
Don't you have to use like not a gel, but like a what's it called that they use on their facial hair? A wax.
But they must have to keep the skin clean under it too. Exfoliant,
right? You think?
Yeah, something.
Let us know. Yeah. And thanks for everything this year. You're welcome, Logan. Thank you for everything and thank you guys for being here for me all year long. What are we on, Glenn? 279, right? You let me know. Okay. Before we keep going with any of these Streamlabs, keep submitting them in streamlabs.com/RoxyStrier, the super chat, questions for me, questions for Steph, things you guys want read out loud. Beard oil, they're all saying. Beard oil. But that still doesn't do this.
Beard,
thing, right?
And then Gregory says beard wash and beard oil. Very vague. Beard. What's beard wash?
They don't want us to know.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Have you seen that TikTok about the woman getting her nails on and sliding through?
No.
Okay. I'll show you after. It's too long of a story for me to actually explain now, but it's like things that men don't want women to know about like how they take care of their stuff. There's women things too. There's a whole thing. Anyway, I'll tell you more about that later. None of that's relevant to what we're about to talk about though, because we need to get into this Wonder Woman review. You guys have been asking for it. Finally, we were able to see it. It looked dodgy there for a minute, but we did get that Wonder Woman screener and we want to talk about it here on the show today. As you guys know, we just ranked superhero movies with Koi on the World Girls as we gave comic book movies a whirl. And Wonder Woman, the first Wonder Woman, was number 3 on my list. That movie is near and dear to my heart. I rewatched it going into this and I was like crying. That movie means everything to me. And so I went into this with the bar very, very high. Steph, what is your experience with Wonder Woman prior to 84? How are you going into this film?
I loved Wonder Woman. It's on my honorable mentions of that list. I need to rewatch it because I have a feeling I will love it more than I did initially. But I remember leaving the theater and being like, wow, we're really doing something. Now we're really making moves. And Patty Jenkins and Gal Gadot just obsessed with them two as a combo. So I loved it. And I was really, really excited for this. And I know that we were both like a little bit upset because we didn't know the details of how it was going to come to HBO Max, if it was going to be the only one screwed over out of the line, but it looks like all of them are doing that. So it made me feel
yeah. And if like Roku was even going to be able to get HBO Max, there was a lot of different questions at hand for this one. So there was some controversy obviously going into the movie, but the second that Steph and I decided to sit down to watch it, and again, this is non-spoiler, I felt that thing in my soul that was like, oh my God. I think I just kept being like, like I was just so, so excited to see this one. It was initially supposed to be out in June, and then they had pushed it to November, then December. It just kept getting pushed. I mean, this movie has gotten pushed by it so, so much that it's just very exciting to finally see. In general, I will say that this didn't do for me what the first one did for me, which was like move my whole soul. But it was a very good, solid film. Steph and I were going to do a TikTok review on it last night. We'll probably do one today. But truthfully, we needed to sleep on it. And we also needed to watch it twice. I want to give you guys a couple of things around the movie to explain some things that did happen, though, that could have affected our viewing experience. Number one, the screener happened to be, because I think a lot of people were trying to screen it at once through HBO or through Warner Brothers system, it was incredibly choppy at first. So it was hard for it to build momentum, because I would say what it refreshed every like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
For like the first hour of the film.
Yeah.
So then when we rewatched it, that played much better for us. But actually going through that was kind of a challenge.
Because like Roxy was saying, the premise was a little bit harder to sign on to than the first one. So when that happens, which is oftentimes in superhero movies, because you're asking to sign on to a fictional superhero premise.
In a world that isn't fully our world, that is a world that's full of like things like magic and gods, yes, and whatever it is.
So when it's choppy and you have more time to question the premise, it's harder on the viewer.
Because you keep checking in with yourself and you're like,
And am I buying in?
Yeah, and also it made for a slow first act. And when we rewatched, the first act actually wasn't slow at all. So there was that. Then I would say that I think the second act really took off running.
Mm-hmm.
Because once I bought into the premise, I was like, this isn't actually necessarily the premise I would have picked for this film. But now I'm in it. And I am just trusting that they're going to take me on a ride and a journey. And then the second act I thought was really effing strong. Specifically things that were going on. I know that there's been a lot of questions on how is Chris Pine's character coming back and what does that look like? I thought that the Chris Pine stuff, the way that all of that was handled, was excellent.
Yeah.
That was some of my favorite stuff from the movie.
I agree. I think with sequels, with sequels that have such a good premiere, like their first movie was so hit it out of the park, sequels are hard because you either have to do the exact same thing and let it land the same or take major risks. And they did take major risks.
They made a huge, huge decision to take a massive risk.
Yeah.
In this one. So that's kind of like,
what you're talking about. I respect it so much. So I think it's then deciding as the viewer, like we signed into it and we're like, okay, I'm on board now. I'm trusting you guys and I'm here for the ride. And then you kind of appreciate that risk that they took and find the things that you love about it.
Yeah. Other things I know to be true, or at least for me about this film, I think that Gal Gadot is one of the best cast people in that role of all time. Like she was born to play Wonder Woman. And I think that this, while we saw that in BVS, and then we saw that again, and more so in Wonder Woman. In Wonder Woman 84, I was like, this movie does not work without her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she really, really is Wonder Woman. Every facial expression she makes, everything she does, I'm so invested in, because you just love her and believe in her so, so aggressively. And then the other thing that I know that worked really well for me was Cheetah. I loved watching Cheetah throughout this. I thought that that was a really, really fun, exciting rendition of Cheetah, and it could have gone definitely wrong, but for me it didn't.
Yeah, I agree with Gal. Like when you see her on screen, you're just like, she is Wonder Woman, and you don't question it. I mean, like the validity she brings to the role is unreal, and she is just like, I feel like it's such a joy to watch her, and she's so talented. But with Cheetah, I'll say this, Kristen Wiig is one of my favorite performers ever. I'm a massive SNL fan. I think she's one of the greatest cast members of all time. I think everything she's done post SNL has been exceptional. With that in mind, when I saw the trailer, I told myself I need to be convinced that this is gonna work, because I'm kind of very nervous about this.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked.
Yeah.
She was excellent.
How did you feel? There was a lot of questions I saw people were asking, how is Pedro Pascal in this?
I honestly did not love the character, which Roxy explained to me. The rendition was different than comic book.
It was weird because, yeah, definitely for me. And again, I might not be as up to date with all things Maxwell Lord, but the most recent rendition of him on Supergirl and from the comic books I've read, I don't want to exactly explain how it's different. A lot of the backstory was similar, but then some of the character traits and like decision-making was like, that's not how I pictured this guy on the big screen. But that was not a Pedro Pascal decision. That was a Patty Jenkins and Jeff Johns in the 100%. Writer's room decision. So I think he nailed the role.
Same.
but it just was, to me, I felt like Steph didn't feel like the character was as motivated. I found motivation.
Yeah.
But I thought that there was he was not as multi-dimensional as I wanted him to be necessarily. Does that make sense?
No, totally. And that was kind of my problem, because with villains, you have such a good opportunity to have the most dimensional character arguably on the screen, mm-hmm. especially when you're with someone like Wonder Woman, who is so good and pure to her core. It's hard to create that dimension, which I do think that they do a phenomenal job with that. So in that sense, I was a little bit like, a little bummer. Like, I would have loved a new villain to add to my list of complex villains that I adore.
Yeah.
But I think Pedro Pascal was amazing.
He's so good.
Coming the day after watching him in the finale of The Mandalorian, which, I mean, is one of my favorite Star Wars roles ever. Mm-hmm. I am just so impressed with him and his entire story as an actor.
Yeah, me too. Me definitely too. I'm looking at a couple things in here. And there was some questions about the action. Somebody said, Matt says, I heard there's very little action. I definitely didn't feel that way.
I don't feel that way at all. I think it was very action-based. And one thing that we will say that's so not spoiler, I love the way they shoot Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
The way they shoot her action sequences is like slow motion, but fast forward at the same time.
Which they did in the original.
Yeah, it's the same with the music score. And
the score is awesome.
Awesome. Oh, yeah. You said it even when Cheetah came in. You're like, this is what they're doing for Cheetah.
Yeah. It was really cool.
Yeah.
That was really cool. But yeah, I like that too. And if you're looking for action and Wonder Woman kicking butt, then I don't know how you walk away from this and feel like there wasn't that.
Yeah.
So it's not. There was one point I turned to Steph and I said, this feels like Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
So definitely there was like a pretty distinct, there's three distinct scenes I'm thinking of that were action packed.
Mm-hmm.
And also I really liked you. We talked a lot about how they filmed maybe 2 years ago. We were talking about how they took over this mall in Washington, D.C. This movie felt very D.C., which I thought was pretty cool too. They really used their surroundings a lot. And I liked that a lot. I don't want to say too much more. Yeah, I thought so too. I don't want to say too much more without getting spoilery, but in general, I am excited. Steph and I wanted to watch this movie immediately again. I would be really excited to watch this a third time as well. I think it's one of those movies that will probably grow on you, because once you get what they're doing, it's so much easier to love. It's almost just kind of at first, it's not that unique of a premise.
Yes. Yes. But similarly to the first movie, the second movie, you'll walk away with a clear
message,
which is what matters. And that's honestly what is really important about her character.
Yes. Like, the first movie was like, this is a movie about love and hope. That is what it is. And I won't say what this movie is about, but they have that as well. Mm-hmm. It's just not about it. They don't say this is about love and hope. That's sprinkled in there, but there is like a word that this movie is going for, and it's from the beginning, and they hit you with it and then sprinkled throughout. And at the end, they like are like, boom, this is what it is about right now. And that word is a very powerful word during this time.
Yeah. Actually, more so today, it locked in with me that the timing of this film with the message, I do agree it's going to age really well, because I think it is a word that is so important.
Yeah. There was no, at least not in the screening, there was no post-credit scene.
Yeah.
I've been asked questions about that. Not one that we saw. We ran it all the way through to the end. I was a little surprised at that, because we've seen so much of other Warner Brothers properties that have already started filming. But And this is a really, I didn't want to give any spoilers, but I will say, Xenar, yes, and that word is WAP.
It's WAP.
In fact.
And Cardi B is the villain.
Yeah.
But she's like a complicated villain.
I mean, you're saying too much.
Yeah, you're right.
No,
you're right.
That's like Warner Brothers will get in, we'll get in trouble with them if they know that we revealed that the word is
you're right.
So
take it off the screen.
So Edward says there is a post-credit scene. Okay, so that was not in the screening.
Yeah.
Screener.
Bummer.
Yeah.
We're going to rewatch it when it drops on HBO Max.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't know what to make of that. Maybe they didn't want something to get spoiled. I really don't know. Any questions, comments, concerns, get them in the streamlabs.com/RoxyStrier right here in the super chat.
All around solid fucking movie.
Really, really, really good. And I am excited to watch it again. Yeah. One thing I did leave out that I will say that I put in my tweet, this movie really deserved to be seen in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
That was a bummer.
Big bummer.
Even we watched it on, I have a 60 inch, so it was nicer. I like highly, highly recommend trying to not watch this on your phone.
Yeah. You want as big of a disconnection to like the outside world as you possibly can. Mm-hmm. That's so important with superhero movies.
Even the opening scene that they released that we talked about here in Themyscira, that it just like is so much larger than life that I just deserve to be seen in theaters.
Lights off.
Yeah.
Like, on the biggest screen you have possible, zone in and just, enjoy it.
Totally. But stay safe. That's not me saying get to theaters during COVID time. Yeah. Stay safe. But yeah, just do your best during all this time to stay as safe as possible while watching it in the best environment. Okay. Glenn Caesar in the Streamlabs says, lots of positive thoughts and good vibes to you, Roxy, so that you get to have your pick of both apartments. Oh, thank you. Or at the very least that you aren't shut out of both places and left trying to figure out / make do for the month of January and moving forward. 279. Yeah, today's 279. It's crazy.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you. Leonard Kim in the Streamlabs says, hey, Roxy and Steph, glad to see you together. I'm glad Wonder Woman 1984 is good. I can't wait to watch it. Steph, congrats on the Sith Council and good luck with that sizzle reel. You kill it, Roxy. Have you tried any new smoothies lately? No, I haven't, but I could really go for a smoothie.
Yeah, we could get some for...
Mm-hmm. The hair looks great, Roxy. Thanks, Leonard Kim. It's a wet mess right now, but I appreciate you always saying so. In terms of Sith Council, kind of unrelated, but I will say that yesterday, Steph and I were driving around to the new apartment to look at it. And I like, stopped us in the middle of the road. Steph was in the middle of a story that probably mattered. And I was just like, Steph. Look, and we drove by Skybound, and I was like, they employ you.
Oh, yeah.
They employ you. Look.
It was so cute.
And then I was like, what were you talking about again? She's like, I don't know. But it was really cool.
It is really cool. I mean, everyone knows I was unemployed at the beginning, and I've been like slowly getting more and more gigs. So, I mean, thanks to fucking Roxy for
you're very
foremost.
Talented. So it's thanks to you.
But yeah, it was
just cool. We drove by and I was
new
like,
employer.
It's so weird because you haven't even been to their office because it's been closed.
Yeah.
So, like,
yeah.
That's where you work.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't have put it together because
you haven't been there.
No.
Literally, like,
no.
It's like that's where your paychecks come from, but you don't even know that because we're not even there.
No.
It's like, and the building's really cool. That's unrelated to everything. But yeah, everybody's giving congrats to Steph. She deserves it.
I know, it's so cute.
Send bunnies for Steph. Send bunnies for Steph. I like that.
Yeah.
I should do that. I do.
One. Yeah, that's cute too.
Little bunny foo-foo hopping through the forest. Did you guys used to do that? Picking up some field mice and popping them on the head. What's that come from?
I don't know. All of this come from like horror stories.
Well, I guess you are bopping them on the head.
Yeah, like ashes to ashes.
Look at this.
Bunnies! Oh,
thank you to Mark.
Y'all know
Jonathan.
I'm ride or die rock star.
Bob Tamili.
Let's go.
Probably butchering that. Zeno Auer, Rob K, Bruce Banner, Matt Munoz, Jake Iacovetta.
Shout out to y'all.
Oh, damn. Chris Martinez, Joseph.
Wow.
You got so much love. Jerry, Mohammed, John Gibbons.
Let's go.
Lloyd Nance, Steph So Sith. That's an epic hashtag.
Yeah.
Yes.
Appreciate
Rob giving
y'all.
You love. Juan,
Spidey.
Yeah, Glenn.
Wow, what?
John,
is
Pink Sweets. By the way, Grammy likes Pink Sweets, so you know Pink Sweets
I love
is
Pink
legit.
Sweets.
Hey, Craig.
This is like a standing ovation of bunnies. What an
Ritter
honor.
Ranta, John McCoy. Yeah. All the bunnies for Steph. All right, get in any other Streamlabs, Super Chats, and whatnot as we talk about some other stuff going on in the world. You want to talk? I mean, there's not really much to say about this Guardians thing for Mike Pence. It's kind of that. Like,
If you didn't know, we were being sarcastic in the beginning. Like, you were giving him props, and that was sarcasm.
This is all the sarcasm.
Yeah.
This is all the sarcasm in the world. Are
Just
you
to be clear.
Are you a buffoon? Like, are you kidding me? Because you clearly don't watch Marvel. You clearly are so removed from pop culture that you don't know that they're called the Guardians. And you clearly think that you came up with Guardians and that people were going to be like, there are Guardians. This is...
Chris Pratt, did you call Mike Pence?
Did you? You already were voted the least favorite Chris. I like you a lot, Chris Pratt, but don't do this to us.
Chris?
Did you call Arnie and Arnie called Mike?
Chris is a little too close for comfort.
Steph, what do you think as somebody who is in a, I say political, but it's not, is it political family? It's like a government, whatever family. What goes into like a decision like this? Do you think that this is a Mike Pence alone, or are we really looking at a multiple people sat in a room and we're like, Guardians?
This is a full team of people who signed off on this. Mike Pence being the final one to sign off on it. I'm sure someone, one of the lower level people pitched him multiple ideas, and the whole room was like, yeah, here's our chance for us to connect with pop culture. Let's go. And because it's a spacing, like, it reminds me, did you see the space documentary on Netflix about the shuttle that blew up because NASA failed to make the proper changes?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a big push for NASA was that they were getting a ton of public popularity, and like people were genuinely interested in space and like the government for once, and I feel like they're trying to do that again.
This is such like, are you seeing
the Challenger?
This world,
yes, Glenn.
This world is so fucked up right now. This planet, like us thinking about the Space Force, which I get, but like Guardians, he was like the men and women of the Space Force, the Guardians. First of all, I understand that men and women is a commonly used term now, but like if you are a politician, you need your eyes above and you need to say people.
Yeah,
it's just like it's more inclusive as we're growing. This we know, but again, that's something Joe Biden would say as well. So I'm not harping on that too much, but he's gonna say the men and women of the Guardians. Like in what way? In what world? And in what situation am I like? What are the Guardians doing today? Like. They're in space.
What are they doing though?
They're protecting space.
Are they protecting space?
In the Space Force.
Wait, are these people with like space guns and stuff outside of the world? Like what is happening actually?
The Space Force is going to be a new, from what I'm understanding, it's going to be a new branch of the military. And they're called the Guardians.
Wait, so, okay, we have the Army, we have the Navy, and now we have
am I understanding this correctly? Because I could be totally off here. But what I believe is that the Space Force is like a new branch, and they are the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Wait, what? Are y'all high in the White House? What's happening?
I don't know, but remember we did hear that maybe there was aliens here from Mars.
Yeah, but they said there wasn't. Now you're opening a space force. Of course there's people outside there waiting to get in. However, if they want to get in, I feel like they're smarter than us. They're already amongst us. But
I truly don't know what to make of this.
I need to look this up a little bit more because this is ridiculous.
Yeah, so Slen says, Army, Navy, Air Force, Guardians.
Nice. I would be so pissed if I was everyone else and now you want to call these new people Guardians.
Craig says, space guns, space bullets. Yeah, I think that's what's happening here. I mean, I don't know how else to even put it.
The U.S. Space Force. Soldiers, sailors, marines, airmen, and now guardians.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Will officially be called,
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the High Frontier, which I guess was a 1983 motto, which is where Guardians of the Galaxy probably started.
It's so good.
Yeah. I mean, okay, as it exists today, Space Force is mostly a rebrand of Air Force Space Command, but with the authority to make decisions independent from the Air Force. Space Force personnel also mostly come from the Air Force. But, like, isn't flying in the air? But, like, isn't it completely different?
What?
To, like, just, like, the surroundings and like how you would fly based on altitude.
Yep.
I want a space gun. That's all I'm saying.
I want to be a guardian of the galaxy. Where's Groot?
If you want influencers to promote this, send us space guns.
Send me baby Groot and space gun. Thank you so much.
Groot or no conversation.
All right. We have to move forward because then we are going to have to leave you guys soon. Get in any last minute Streamlabs because we got to film that thing for Steph. Vanessa Bryant's mom is suing her. It's literally breaking my heart. This has been breaking news for quite some time now, but it's really fucking upsetting. She's reportedly suing her for $5 million and 18 years of babysitting back pay at $96 an hour, which is what she has deemed her rate to be. So 18 years
are
of
you
babysitting.
Nanny McPhee? You have like special powers?
In what world, like, this is the worst look ever.
Ever.
poor Vanessa Bryant, you know, her mom has been after money for a while. She says that Kobe was paying her more than Vanessa is and that she needs help. Vanessa has come out and been like, I still support my mom completely. I don't fucking understand what this is. And now the mom is like, ah, joke's on you. I'm going to sue you for all of the times I watched my grandkids, and thinks that the going rate of babysitting is $96 an hour.
First of all, it's 20 if you're lucky.
And if you're not family.
Yeah. Second of all, that's the quickest way to never see your grandchildren again.
I mean,
because now you cost money to see.
Imagine explaining to your grandkids why you are suing their mom. I actually needed money to watch you. And like, what do you need $5 million for?
I mean, it's just so much easier, and people don't realize this, to live a life not being a piece of shit.
Yeah, you're being such a piece of shit. You know what would make your daughter want to pay for your stuff and support you?
If you weren't a piece of shit. If you actually just were there, I'm sure you would be paid the fuck out by the Bryants. She would be
like, let me fly you here. Come on vacation with us. Let's do this thing because you're great. As opposed to like, you are the kind of woman who wants to sue your daughter who just lost her husband and her daughter. By the way, are you charging for the daughter who died? You fucker?
Yeah. Like, wow. It's the more you think about it, the more trifling it is. Like, people like Vanessa Bryant should be protected at all costs, yeah. Especially if you're their mom. Like, you should be not causing any bit of stress into their lives.
The whole thing is so fucking upsetting. Just so fucking upsetting. So we'll keep you updated on what happens there. I think that there's literally zero chance that she wins that lawsuit.
Yeah.
I mean, legitimately zero.
I think a judge is going to crucify her. Yeah. They're not supposed to give their opinions, but I feel like the dissent will be nasty.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be able to help it if I could. Speaking of judges, juries, and executioners, Massimo, who was sentenced to prison after the college scandals, apparently is in solitary confinement while serving his sentence. This is what I don't know how to say Massimo's last name, Giannulli, wrote about his 57-year-old father's prison experience. He wrote, quote, he has been locked in solitary confinement for one full month and has been only let out every 3 days for a few moments to shower. Massimo was supposed to serve his time in a minimum security camp, but is now in quarantine in the medium security prison cell. The mental and physical damage being done from such isolation and treatment is wrong. This is a surprising story. I don't even really know what to make of this. A lot of speculation was around, like, maybe he was unsafe because of COVID, because Gen Pop is really right now struggling because of COVID. But even if so, there are things between that and solitary confinement that you would think would be like the fact that they're saying that he's not serving, that he's serving in a medium security prison means that he was not in the lowest security one. I don't know why he was bounced to a different prison. I don't know why he's in solitary confinement, or if something happened or what, but this seems bizarre and like a potential lawsuit in the future.
There's a few things that could have gone wrong. One, there could be behavioral problems, and that's upping the type of security.
Do you mean on his end?
His end.
Or do you mean on people attacking him?
Either.
Yeah.
Either. So that's one. Two, which is probably just
the first part of that stuff, like Massimo, really, like I could be wrong, but this dude, like, I can't picture him. I think he wants to keep his fucking head down and shut the fuck up and get out of prison.
Totally. No, yeah, I'm just presenting the amount of issues that why people don't stay in minimum security.
Mm-hmm.
Second, which is probably it, is right now all of the prisons are facing a lot of legal issues because of COVID. None of them have done an even decent job of doing anything humane. A lot of the prisoners are suffering, dying, and being exposed to COVID, which is why prisoners are on the top list to get vaccines, because we just do not have the structure to handle it. So what I think is happening from the message, because he said something about COVID, is that they don't have a place for people who have been exposed
to go.
And if you have any exposure, you're like in a solitary confinement out of lack of infrastructure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Woof.
Yeah, that sucks.
I mean,
that sucks. I would flip out
if that was your dad.
Yeah, I would. That's really scary.
Yeah, really fucking scary, because the truth of the matter is, at the end of the day, he is almost 60.
Yeah.
And he is in there for a crime that we all think was like an atrocious, ridiculous use of power, but is not a violent offense.
It's a blue collar crime, mm-hmm. or white collar crime.
Yeah.
So definitely not blue collar.
Yeah.
It's white collar.
Got too much money for that. Yeah. speaking of COVID stuff, the FDA approved Moderna, which is a vaccine that does not need to be kept refrigerated and does not need two shots. There is a complete rollout plan. I've been looking this up online for, have you seen this? 1A, 1B, 2, 3, 4, mm-hmm. all the stages. It's looking like the last stage, hopefully, will be vaccinated by summer. This expedites the process, having two available vaccines. I still don't think that people like you and me, and probably most of you guys at home, unless you're a healthcare workers, are going to be eligible for this vaccine until the spring. But we'll see what happens here. Things could move relatively quickly. It's very upsetting and disturbing to hear that there are entire warehouses full of vaccines that have nowhere to go yet because there's no executive orders. So we have more vaccines available. We're just not distributing them because heads up our ass.
That's like the metaphor of everything. We have enough food, resources, power, electronics to source the entire world.
But,
I don't know where it is.
Communism, are you here
still
yet?
Looking for it?
Yep. And that's pretty much all that's going on today that we're going to talk about live at the Roxy. There was a couple of things I saw in here. Oh no, did I let them go too far? Something about the beard. We heard more about the beard. What was it? Must know about the beard. Okay, Logan said, I meant 1.5 inch every month, after saying, I use beard wash, oil, balm, softener, and mustache wax.
Yeah.
The average man grows 1.5 inch every month. Also, spot on pronunciation with my last name. Thanks. I meant 1.5 inch every month. Wow, so, damn, 1.5 inch every month.
God.
Me trying to.
My unibrow is just, like, right behind your growth. Yeah, it's, like, about 1 centimeter every month.
That's not even close to the same. Imagine if our eyebrows grew in one.
I mean, mine do.
I'm jealous. Mine are so fucking thin. They're so
it
thin.
Is probably an inch every month.
I'm so jealous.
No, you're not.
Wish us luck with our filming for Steph. Wish us luck for the apartment situation. Wish us luck and follow us on TikTok. If you don't already, please go follow us at The World Girls on Twitter and World Girls WAP on Instagram. Is it World Girls WAP? Yeah. Mm-hmm. On Instagram. We're trying to hit 1,000 by the end of the year. We're almost at 900 in each place, so I think we can do it. Steph, what's going on with you? Where are you at? Where can the people keep up with you?
I'm at Roxy's place right now. That's so
yeah. So the address is 4721.
Mm-hmm. These toes at Fluffy. What are those called? Fluffers? What is that new thing that we learned about? Oh, yeah. At Fluffers 90210. Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. And then World Girls tomorrow at 8 p.m. PT.
What are we doing?
Wind down.
Yeah, I'm just thinking.
Yeah, I don't
and
know
we've got some
details.
Patrons on too.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing. Yeah. It's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
This we know. Much love to everybody. Put down the toilet seats. Take care of your loved ones. Stay safe. Stay sane. Make your beds. All that great stuff. And I'll see you guys tomorrow. Maybe with Steph if we can convince her. Live with Roxy. Bye.